Back home now, and a Western Queensland town has appealed to the federal government for help in dealing with a problem with itinerant people who are apparently crossing the border into the town from the Northern Territory in increasing numbers. Mount Isa is the latest community to complain that it's the federal government's intervention in the territory that's caused a rise in itinerancy. But the Mount Isa Council says its support services are struggling to cope, and a short time ago the federal government announced a $10,000 fund to help feed the newcomers. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
They're often alcoholic, hungry and sleeping rough, and they're not wanted in Mount Isa.
The intervention is sending the wrong sort of people here to Mount Isa.
The mayor of Mount Isa City Council is John Maloney. He says Mount Isa is seeing the fallout from the federal government's emergency response to protect Aboriginal children in the Northern Territory, known as the intervention. The alcohol bans and restrictions on takeaway sales came into force in September.
The people who were affected by it and restricted in their drinking habits and their availability of money and that sort of thing, and as a result they're moving over here to Mount Isa.
About 21,000 people live in Mount Isa. Estimates of the number of itinerant people range from 60 to 200, but they're not all refugees from the Territory intervention. Some are believed to be fleeing the Queensland government's grog restrictions in Aboriginal communities. Mount Isa's support services say they're feeling the strain. Terry Lees is from the Northwest Queensland Indigenous Catholic Service.
We've been forced into the situation. We've actually had to close down two of those nights because of the high costs associated with feeding the people that are coming through. We noticed basically an increase by about 50%. We work extremely hard to try and make sure that we do meet as many of the needs as we possibly can, and that becomes very much a driving force.
The City Council has had enough of the itinerants. Councillor Maloney is demanding the federal government step in and remove the newcomers.
Well, first of all, the federal government needs to supplement the availability of money to the welfare agencies in Mount Isa who provide relief for people who need food and that type of thing.
And would you like to see them help move these people back to the Territory?
Exactly, of course.
And how would you see that being done? For instance, through getting buses and busing people back over the border?
If that is the way it is to be done, there would have to be security on the buses.
A short time ago, some assistance was promised by the Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Jenny Macklin.
We've just contacted Catholic Social Services in Mount Isa and have informed them that we will provide an immediate injection of $10,000. This is just interim funding for additional food because we do understand that they are under very significant pressure. So we do want to make sure that people are fed, and we're also speaking with the Queensland Government about making sure we get a coordinated response to this situation.
The Mount Isa City Council also wants the federal government to help take these people back to the Northern Territory on buses if necessary. What do you say to that?
Well, of course, people in Australia have got freedom of movement, so I think we have to recognise people are free to move wherever they'd like.
The problem is not unique to Mount Isa. Alice Springs, along with towns in Western Australia, South Australia and far north Queensland, have previously reported waves of people escaping the Territory's welfare quarantining and alcohol bans.
This is an issue right across the board that our major review of the Northern Territory emergency response is going to have to look at, because it certainly wasn't properly considered when the whole intervention was designed.
But there could be further hurdles ahead before Queensland's itinerancy problems improve. Yesterday, the state government introduced legislation that'll ban alcohol from homes in Indigenous communities. There are efforts to provide greater alcohol rehabilitation services in some areas, but it remains to be seen how many people can be helped to stay at home rather than seek alcohol elsewhere.
Annie Guest with that report.